Podcast series, It Starts at Home, Episode 4, Part 3, Restoring Family Values and Rebuilding the Nuclear Family. How do we restore family values in rebuilding an adapted version of the nuclear family? The idea of the nuclear family has been destroyed, so we as a society have to adapt and change our old views into newer and better family dynamics. Family values. Marriage rates have been eroded and divorce rates have risen, which leads to mixed household roles and blended families. As I shared in episode 1, I am a survivor of divorce, and through my healing, I've had to rethink what being a family, what being a father means. The idea of traditional home roles has been flipped. Women are in the workforce, and in some cases, being the provider, with men being stay-at-home husbands, stay-at-home fathers, or even single-father homes, and single-mother homes as well. The home dynamics have shifted as well. There are emasculated and even feminized quote-unquote dads that are creating changes in family dynamics in a household functionality. So what do we do? How do we adapt and restore family values? We start by holding parents and each other accountable and telling the truth and being honest about the reality of society. No matter how hard the truth of reality is to hear, we tell the truth. Show compassion and empathy for others. Show respect to others, even if no respect is shown back. It is our responsibility and duty as responsible parents to be the better person and be kind to others, and show class even when everyone else continues to flaunt immorals. And we start it now. Not tomorrow, not a week or a month from now. We start being kind and showing compassion now. We tell the truth of reality and be blunt, honest with each other. Respectful, but honest about reality. We start it now. Hold non-existent parents accountable for bad child and bad parent behavior. Hold compassion for misbehaving children, even if they're not our own. Remember, children learn bad behavior. It's our duty and our jobs as responsible parents and adults to reteach good behavior to those children. I want to share this last message of what society is lacking, is good masculinity and being responsible adults. To end this series, the link in the description is a video of Jordan Peterson explaining the definition of good masculinity and being a responsible parent. The link in the description is a video of Jordan Peterson explaining the definition of good masculinity and being a responsible person, and challenging a feminist to define what toxic masculinity really is.
Hi, Jordan. My question is, what is the antidote towards toxic masculinity?
Well, the antidote is responsible masculinity. And what does responsible mean? It means, well, if you're responsible, then you're trying to do what's honest first. So you're careful with your speech and your actions. You're careful with your speech in that you don't say things that you know to be false. And you're careful in your actions so that you don't have to lie about what you do. That's a good start. And then the next thing would be that you're capable of taking responsibility for yourself, at least, so that once you're an adult, no one else has to bend over backwards to ensure that you don't unduly suffer in the world. And so that's responsibility for yourself. And then if you get halfway good at that, well, then, you know, you might think about taking on the responsibility of a family and contributing to your community and doing all those things in a harmonious manner. And that's obviously the antidote to toxic masculinity, which is not a phrase I would generally use. I just think about it as, you know, what would you call it? I think sinful behavior is a much more accurate representation personally, but it's honesty and responsibility. And I do think about it as a function of harmony. I got that a lot from reading Jean Piaget, whose work was a psychological extension of Kant's categorical imperative. because Kant believed that you should act in a manner such that if the way you acted became a universal, that that would be beneficial. And but Piaget formalized that very nicely, showing that one of the basis for the emergence of a system of genuine ethics was an iterable form of reciprocity.
This is the end of It Starts at Home podcast series. If you stayed to the end of this series, thank you for your listening ear, and I hope you'll join me in the next series of this podcast. If you like the content I share with you, please consider subscribing to my Patreon to help this podcast grow and build a community of critical thinkers together. I also ask of you to share my podcast with anyone who might be interested to listen on my in-depth research on these topics. It's by word-of-mouth referrals from you that help this podcast grow. If you found this episode meaningful, please continue to listen to my next episode as I dive deeper and research further to share my knowledge with you. Thank you.